Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shade, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle, you can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you ever had, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, like
welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LLBP radio show on What the Fuck Was That Wednesday. Right here at the round table on 42nd and Evanston. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss J the Diva, best believer. And to my right, keep my hair and my wigs tight. That would be Courtney Carson, Coco the hairstylist.
Hello.
And behind the cam, looking like my fam, because it is. It's my firstborn, the light of my tree, the love of my life, Samir. Come here, Merlo. What was that mumbling? And anyway, it is a wet, wet, wicked Wednesday.
Hey, watching.
Okay, they're checking us out. We're like getting echoes. But anyway, people, thanks for everybody that's tuning in, by the way. Karen is sharing, so please take time to push that button and share this video. It don't cost a dime. Fuck with mine. All it takes is a second of your time. Please, if you cannot be on Facebook, you can call us on 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. Or you can come on down and holler at your girl. We right here at the place to be in one of the coolest spots in 2019, the round table. If you ain't been here, you don't know what you're missing. And if you ain't been here in a minute, you still miss. They ever growing, you ain't knowing. So come on down and get you some of this food and get you one of them. What is the drop? What kind of drop was it?
Yeah, what was that? I'm going to have to get one of those tonight.
Everybody's like, we need one of them drops. Oh, them fries. Yes. Y'all got to come down. She's mad. She's talking until after her food is gone. So trust and know, they got something even for the vegans. And they got some wings and burgers and things. So come check them out. But, anywho, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into a situation today. We, you know, we usually interview people, but today I guess I run my mouth and do some conversating and congregating with my people. First off, everybody, by the way, at 5:58 p.m., he jumped spring. So, with that being said, I hope all of y'all are getting your spring team together. I'm referring to things like your nasty-ass house. Ooh, watch my mouth. Mm-hmm. Your nasty-ass spring clean. That's my everybody need a gown and put the cobwebs in the dust out. Yes, April showers bring May flowers, and April is definitely on its way. But that ain't the only thing that spring brings. Okay, with spring come them tight bodies. Y'all know some of y'all might have to airbrush the six pack on because it might be a little late for your situation. However, for those it's not, go on and get it hot, get it tight. Some of y'all fake it. Some, you know, try to make it. Some gonna pull out them training belts. Y'all putting them time to strap on? Strap up, lady. 2019 gonna be our year. It's the year of the ladies. Ladies is getting good jobs. Ladies is driving nice cars. Ladies is owning homes and businesses. Ladies is getting educated. So, I don't know what that was. But I guess Cardi, you know, Cardi doing things too. Shout out to Cardi. Not right now, but yeah, Cardi doing things too. But it's the year of the ladies. And they even let you know, when you come off the pole, you can still make money if you business that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again to those in the back row. If you get your business right, get your money tight, get your marketing together, yes, you too, boo, can do the doo-doo. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, it is springtime. I don't really like all that rain, though. Like, I don't like that rain because it ruins stuff. Some people like the rain. You like the rain?
Every now and then. It makes me sleep. I at least get a good night's sleep. I like when it's sunny out. It makes me feel good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have technical difficulties. So hang on for two and two, and we're going to be right back. All right.
For Republicans, I think.
Public radio. What's good, man? It's your boy, Young Mac, representing that Indiana, Mississippi, and you know what it is. NTF, stand up. And when I can't find anything on the radio, I depend on LLBP, Little Ladies with Big Pumps. How you doing, Miss Jackson? I see you, baby. And I got you locked in, and I'm pumping your station. The hottest internet radio station out. Let go.
All righty then, people. We are back. Thank you for that pause for the calls. I hope those who are, you know, that stayed, I appreciate it. And if you know somebody, tell somebody about the LLBP radio show and let them know about the round table that we holding down like four flats on the Cadillac. Now, with that being said, ladies, I know that y'all got some tax checks, and it's going to be gone in a minute. Some of y'all done did some little purchases and stuff. Kudos to you if you spent it on you or your children. Two snaps and a clap. But if you didn't, to each his own, that's your business minded. I'm going to mind mine. If I had tea, I'd be with it, boo. But now that your money gone, I'm going to need y'all not to start selling all the things you purchased. The pawn shops be flooding out come April, May. And that ain't the only thing to be up for sale. I'm going to say that again. That ain't the only thing to be up for sale. Ladies, we're getting better jobs. We're getting better educated. We ain't got to sell things anymore. Only thing you want to sell in 2019, boo, is a dream. You hear me? That's all you need to be. Start selling a product or service. Not yourself.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. It's not what we do.
That's not what we do, boo-boo. But I just heard some freaky stuff.
Yeah.
That I was so amazed by. I'm going to have to let Coco tell it.
Okay. So, everyone watching, just a few hours ago, I was at my shop because everyone knows that I do hair. And me and a client had a conversation. She recently came across a post about a young lady who basically took pictures of her feet and sold them on the internet for $1,000. She's making big. Apparently, this is a huge industry. Everyone is doing it. Now, I never did nothing crazy like that. I don't even know what people start off, but that's like a kinky little situation. What do you feel about that? There's men out here who love feet, apparently.
We got somebody in the back. What do you think about selling feet? Mirror?
You want to sell them feet?
Would you still sell a picture of your feet for $1,000?
I don't think you might buy much. They probably would pay me to put them away.
Wow.
I agree.
Well, you know what? Do you know what? You're right. There's something for everybody. There's so many fetishes out here nowadays. And they will pay for it. They will pay for what they want. We're out here paying, they like a woman to go buy them $1,000, $5,000 shoes. They write songs bragging how they'll, I break a bag open. I'm busting this down, and I'm breaking that, and I'm doing that. So if they'll do it for a conversation, why you won't do it for no fee?
Just I'm
Make it last. They can just make it last.
Oh, my God, you got some pretty feet that might work out for you. I got some pretty feet, but I don't think I'm going to put up time for that.
For free. We charge B&B. We go out there, ladies, and spend how much money going to the nail techs, have them soaking them and scraping them and rubbing them down and playing with your toes and polishing them. Some of us are going to get designs and diamonds all on them. Don't get, we will get this.
Okay, you put it that way,
we're going to
get their money back.
Yeah, woo, winning. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I'm not even going live. You ain't even got to sell no pictures of your feet. It's feet on the internet all day.
Which,
that's easy money.
So, what makes her feet worth with that any money? If like, just like, why are the porn stores still open in the city with Pornhub and ass and titties and Triple X videos and all that, wherever them sites are, all of them are online for free. Why are people paying for videos still?
Maybe they want that personal connection. Maybe they want to feel like, oh, I contacted her and I asked her to send me a picture of her feet, so this means more to me because she personally sent me a picture of her feet.
But the porn store, that's just the DVD. How are they still in this?
But they don't only sell DVDs. Point made. It's not even everything else but DVDs that you really go for in the first place. And go to the damn store and get the equipment to go with.
There they go in the store to go back in the peekaboo roll so they can drop their money in that machine and go on and get on and get out at the same thing outside. Hey, what up, chair lady? We done go at it, and all that hair is cute, man.
Oh, we. Sorry, I mean, I keep
going down. I got on quickly. It's all about the look. It don't matter where it came from. It matter because it's on your head. It's yours now.
I can
pop it off.
Oh, make it lit then. Man. That crack will pop.
No,
I already let you know what it does. Would you like to come on this side?
Okay.
come on over here with us. That would be Sharonda coming in, ladies and gentlemen. We steady head to the pot.
Yeah, I had to come in today, and I had to turn the table a little bit to see at the ground table.
Yeah,
let me show you in.
Okay, please.
We're talking about foot fetishes and selling your feet for money, basically.
This lady is selling her feet on pieces of her feet for $1,000 a piece. $1,000 a piece. Why they got men, women walking up and down Washington Street and Penn Street trying to get our online back page and all over Facebook now with their sneaky ass, selling it for $40 for a couple of 20.
$1,000.
I mean, for going through the motion, you getting a couple of 20s, maybe. I'm going to stress maybe. She's ass broke men out here today. But to me, getting $1,000, look, I'll do it for you. But
she
getting $1,000. Somebody got the game fucked up.
Probably because it's not, like, you see how surprised he acting at this game. It's probably not a lot of people out there really trying to be a foot model or really knowledgeable.
Never thought about it.
Put an advertisement out there and two people show up for it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? One of them going to get $1,000.
I'm here checking my toes. I didn't put my phone on today.
So to always keep my feet covered at all times.
That means my feet are ugly.
That's okay.
She said next to her, I'm done. I'm done. She said somebody's
I'm not going to hurt her. I ain't going to hurt none of that.
You know what? I say this because I saw a documentary. And one of my family members turned under this documentary about the seven deadly sins. And there was the seven deadly sins. And one of them was an obese lady on there. But she had, so many men wanted to see. She weighed about 600-800 pounds, I promise to God. And, you don't remember her name? And she, but she has so many viewers that want to see her. And she twerks and her body moving section. It's like a part of
the movie.
She got almost 800 pounds. She has her own site. She has her own site. She has people that pay her money to be on there too. The twerk and all that.
Oh,
yes, and they love her.
Something similar to that, at least.
There's some fetish for somebody,
yes,
to everybody.
That's true.
The thing is how bold are you about something that is sometimes taboo or less than attractive? Because what we find attractive may not be attracted to the next first. You know, they're like a lot of men out here looking for the big titties and big ass or whatever, big hips and thighs. And then men are like, oh my God, I wouldn't touch her with a 100-foot pole. Give me slender body up here. You can have all that.
Body.
Yes, that's too much meat for me. And
yeah,
some say, if it ain't got no man want no bone, he won't need on the bone.
Yeah.
So to each his own.
Yeah, whatever they
want. You know, so it takes all kind, but when it go off the Richter scale.
That's a big word.
I knocked the barrel off and I got all excited.
Oh, I cracked down for the people that ride the slow bus with this myself.
I worked on that word all day.
Oh, you did? Okay. So much fucking work.
On the Richter scale.
Okay.
Okay. If you put it on the scale, it's like the average versus the extreme.
Okay.
And this lady ain't on. You got the average female. Then you have those that are voluptuous, the big, beautiful women.
Yeah.
And then you have slim goodbye. So
goodbye.
You got those on the other side of the average female.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got those that are slightly obese and those that are kind of skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got anorexic over here and you got obese over here.
Well, that's a variety.
So we come in all shapes, size,
yes,
and color.
And beautiful.
Yes, we are. But when you get extreme, you know, and oftentimes, like you were saying, I wouldn't go and bring my feet out.
I know better.
But
see,
to the average person, they would be like, oh, hell no.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. No. Hell to no.
I feel like you.
No.
Right.
No. But see, the day I look out with the church with it.
Okay.
But back to the story,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of women that are ashamed because they don't fit in the quote-unquote norm or in what they show us on Love and Hip Hop, when they show us women of Atlanta, of Hollywood, different models.
Right.
You don't fit in some kind of mold. And even like people like me, the models that we're walking down, I might only be 4'10", but we wear the same size.
Yeah.
Size 2 walking down the thing. They like, this kitty bitch. You know, I hate her.
They shouldn't say that.
But
she's doing to keep herself looking good.
Michelle, she done went through all them changes, done ended up with lupus. Behind, she had a booty that was so big, it had its own
thing.
It took 3 chairs. She worked it out. She was wearing it, but she was big. But next thing you know, she's sick.
But was she happy, though?
I guess it got her the attention that she wanted.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was happy.
I don't think
so. And here's why I don't think she had, because she got that booty. But the booty made her sick. She got loose.
Right.
So they got the booty out of her.
Yeah.
Out of her.
Mm-hmm. Out of her.
I see that. Technology did one a day. I had one earlier, specificity. But I had specificity or something.
Oh, I
baby. I can't say it twice. It was so nice. But let me tell you.
Made it up as you go along.
Yes. Stepanology 101. Learn. But everybody, like I said, ain't always happy about to show the negative.
Yeah.
We always try to accentuate our positive. If you have pretty eyes, you try to, you know, wear something, wear eye makeup or, you know, do something, bring out your eyes. If you have pretty teeth, you make sure you got your cheese on 24/7. Have big dimples, you know, you ain't even got to smile. Just,
not come naturally. She got dimples. My baby boy got dimples. That's so cute.
So it's, you know what I mean? But you try to, if you accentuate that, if you got a nice shape, we flaunt it.
Yeah.
Everybody don't think a 800-pound woman. It's that you have to be beyond confidence, because some even in the, it's the reason why a lot of these women alter their bodies is because they're insecure in the first damn place.
Right, yeah.
They are not happy with they self.
What happens after you get your satisfaction? Then what are you going to need next? Because
right,
you're never
going to
be satisfied. You're
going to
get your body done.
Well, let's talk about that, because I ain't finished with K. Michelle. Now, if you look at K. Michelle, she just had a picture on Instagram. K. Michelle's picture, I didn't know it was K. Michelle until they told me underneath the picture that was her. K. Michelle's face has been altered. She's done not only butt reconstruction, but she's done facial reconstruction. And me and Samir yesterday was talking about how a lot of our African or African-American and African women are now getting, yes, bleaching their skin. They are now bleaching their skin.
And they're working from the process.
And then those are Tiny them put the perm. They went overseas, so they would do this surgery here. She asked me.
Yeah, okay.
She said, would not do the surgery here, so she went overseas. to get permanent contact put in your eye.
Why? Why can't she just leave her eyes alone? Why can that?
Why
touch them at all?
They come and don't touch.
They come and you can change them, take them out, but what if something go? What if you go blind?
Is it worth it at the end? That's my question to her.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Oh, well, here's like one of y'all said. Are you done yet? Are you done yet?
Because then what comes next? It's just like Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was so beautiful before she did.
Oh, she was the bomb. She was the bomb. Shout out Lil' Kim. She was cute. She had nice rhymes. She had swag.
Killing the game.
She lost herself. She lost herself trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yes.
She lost herself. But, you know, like I said, those, I understand, because those are falling into what everybody wants you to look like.
Yes.
She going, big girl going the opposite way.
Yeah.
She's steady. She met a man. Y'all, her story crazy. She met a slim man that they do some kind of feeding. I don't know what it's called. Theorist.
Mm.
Yes, thank you. Where even if she gets tired of eating, he just keeps feeding her. And keep feeding her.
Oh, that one story?
Watch her pick to feed her and watch her pick up weight.
Yes.
That's
and hers is the gay race.
Her dude that she's with is the same guy, and his condition or whatever you want to call it is feederism. And he sees that he likes to watch her pick up weight.
He wants her to gain weight.
He wants for her. How much she's eating.
Yes. He's planning out what she's going to eat. And he feeds her.
There's no way I
can. She loves it. She loves it, and she wants to gain weight. She is happy with her shape. She said, I want bigger thighs. I want a bigger butt. I want a bigger face.
But she
said, I love my fingers. She said, I love my fingers. They look like sculptures.
Well, that's good.
She said, it's so positive.
That's good.
She said, my fingers look like sausages, and I love it. I want my fingers to just
well, that's
so big.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing to say positive.
When it becomes mentally unhealthy,
because you're so insecure that you let this man tear you down when really he should be motivated to get in the gym.
She said, but she said eating when she can't eat anymore is better than sex.
What?
Is that like binge eating or something?
When you binge eat, you used to throw up.
Okay.
But theaterism is she don't get sick.
Her body already used to all that toxic.
She needs it.
How does she need that toxic? She don't try to go.
Your man's not being the opposite of most guys or most women is like, no, stop.
Right.
He's actually saying, keep going. I'm going to feed you
more. No.
You want to eat? I'm going to keep feeding the people. I love people. It turns them on.
I
think that's sick, but I don't know if that's
even I don't even know what to say. Here's what you say. It's somebody for everybody here. But you wonder, you pray for them because he's happy. He's happy, happy.
Well,
he's happy, happy. But she's going to die.
Here's the dilemma with that as well. Our business side on that. If they say that's wrong, then they ask the rest that is wrong because you have to take a risk. You choking people in their middle, you could suffocate them.
I
know that level. What about Susie down the street with the whip and chains and her husband got Pearson.
The lady that always wear the scarf at work, and you think that she just likes wearing scarves? No, that's covering up her choke mark.
She likes to get choked up.
It's her choke mark.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I'm not hip like that.
I'm on it.
The orgasm.
More intense.
Way more intense.
Wow.
Of the rush, a blood rush.
Oh, no, dang. Well, I got things that I like, so I got to try to understand.
The thing is when your freaky go too far.
Yeah.
When your freaky go too far.
It's okay to keep
that word like pineapple.
Yes, you got to have pineapple.
Safe word.
But here's the thing. I can't say pineapple.
Because you're choking yourself.
Okay, I'm kind of high-minded. I got blood vessels exploding in my head because you're choking me out. I ain't got no air left. You think I'm saying?
Ain't nobody choking me.
I mean, sir, I don't know what you think I'm saying, but pineapple ain't coming out.
I should have said pineapple. I'm sorry. That keeps me saying the same word.
It would have been like, I didn't get to.
You know, it's going to be before we.
But sex has become so open and so expanded. You know, it's okay to discover yourself or explore your sexuality.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
You got to be careful, though, because you dancing with the devil. Sex is meant to be a good thing, but sometimes it twists because it is sometimes the person that you're having sex with is toxic. Mm-hmm. Now you put bad blood in a good body.
So I got a question about that. That's key what you just said. The person that I'm having sex with. Why am I having sex with this person?
Because it's
so good that we ignore.
Yeah.
I'm arguing during sex. Now, someone didn't roll up our cover.
Y'all might need to call me.
But when the sex is so good, we ignore that. Wow. That's deep.
Kicked in. That, bill kicked in and everything.
I need to make an order.
Now, all of a sudden, the sex ain't there. Or he's still waiting on you to be that woman. You're like, I got kids. The kids are out. They, by the time they go to bed, I'm afraid to go to bed. I got to work in the morning. He'd be like, I want this. Now, I got a problem. Either he's going to go find it somewhere else. Or you're going to have to give in.
Where that self-respect comes from, because people don't value sex and they need to.
Yes. Right. It needs to be more than.
Yes. People do not value sex. Sex, okay. Remember we had this talk about energy last time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sex is real.
It is.
When I get intimate like that, I know how to use my energy because I'm a positive person.
Okay.
When that sex happens, I know how to get
tired. That's
a good thing to get. I got a question. Do we as women tend to get sex confused with making love?
Yeah.
All the time. Because say, right. So let me tell you why. Because while we over here trying to make love, we think we making love. Right. How he doing busting up?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we get misconceptions, and a lot of
that?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
I'm
telling you why. They say it all the time. It's not all men. So before y'all jump down my throat, this ain't all men, but a lot of men they'll say your dream, tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
To get the draw. Right. They even tell you they love you in the middle of it, but they don't love you. They love your coochie or what you're doing at the time.
Yeah,
but it's messing with your head. And certain things. It's
very powerful.
Especially while you're being intimate, you have to watch who you blend your energies with.
Because you don't know who he or she has
been with.
Had sex with in the
exactly.
past.
Or who even they are. Because there's some demonic people out here now. Hey.
Every time you have sex with another person, everybody who they have sex with, the spiritual, they come right to that person and transform.
I don't need all that.
And
it's
exchange and energy.
Bad spirit. You know,
you really have to be careful. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. Three ladies, two different generations, three different fields. The two questions, and I would like each one of y'all to answer.
Okay.
First question, how do y'all feel about your seven-day rule? Seven-day rule is after y'all have sex with somebody. And y'all know I say sex, and I make love. You know the category. Have sex with them. So, I mean, you ain't obligated to make that call next day. How did y'all feel about that rule on both sides, as far as y'all being the one? Have y'all done it? Or y'all haven't called somebody else for it with? And how do y'all feel that it has to be done for y'all? And also, how do y'all feel about saving yourself all together, being married?
Let me go first.
Please.
Oh, man.
Okay, so, you know, I'm always self respect type of woman. I always have to carry myself that way because I went through some abuse when I was a kid.
Oh.
So growing up, I always had to make sure I had my self-respect. So that having sex with somebody and waiting 7 days, I never had to do that because can't everybody say that they had a peace rate? Because I wasn't giving it up.
Wow, that's deep.
I wasn't giving it up. I've actually been having sex with the same person for about 5 years.
That's a good thing.
Most of the time, in our life, in our relationship, where we're still young, and so we were still young, so I had to challenge myself and challenge him as well, because, you know, men have a higher sex drive. So what I did was, okay, you ain't doing what you need to be doing as a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to finish whatever I'm doing as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I'm about to go celibate for a little bit. Let's see how you can handle that. So,
wait a minute. Hold on. Celibate. You're not talking about sell a little bit and keep a little bit to yourself. No, we're not selling coochie.
Yeah.
Celibate means no sex for all of you hoes on the back row.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I went in. It lasted. It could have still lasted to this day. But it lasted for about 9 months.
And they couldn't
wow.
have
Bible
watching.
No,
no
matter, like, I was 17, too.
Yeah.
Mother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was a
little, before him, I would go a long time without it because I didn't need it. And y'all weren't about to get a little piece of me because I know how special this is.
I wish I had your mentality at your age, girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
If you're not doing what you need to do as a man, you're not getting none of this. And there's a lot of queens out here that don't know how to do that, and they need to learn.
I felt at that, and I'm just keeping it 1,000.
One more time for the people in the back.
Yeah. And bring with them pride.
Challenge yourself. That was me challenging my self-respect and challenging how much he respected me.
Woo.
Because the 9 months, he ain't going with nobody else. He didn't.
Okay, that's a good thing.
He was already together for some years before.
Okay.
But he didn't go with nobody else because he respected me.
Okay.
That's what I did. Okay, you want to act like you ain't doing what you need to do? You
right.
ain't doing what I need you to do?
So you're not getting this.
You ain't getting this.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Challenge the mindset.
Yeah. It's 7 day rules. I don't have time for no rules and things. I got my set my own rules. This my game. Cause see, when it comes to sex, everybody should not play by no playbook. That's why you hear the same line and the same people, and they play the same fucking game over and over and over again. You be like, I already heard that before. Say something I ain't never heard before. You know why? Because I fuck right. The game is to be sold, not sold, in the first place. So I create my own game, and it ain't even a game. I have standards and rules. I got standards. And the thing is, you have to get certain things that I'm going to allow and certain things I'm not going to allow. When I was younger, I ain't going to say I was all over the place like that. And by the age of 20, I was married.
Good.
So, you know, I was the marrying type. You know what I mean? That's how I was raised. That's how we was.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I ain't going to say that. I can honestly say, judge me if you want to, but I turned off, turned up, got it lit, fun, hun, done, and done. Day one.
Done,
done, done, done. I did it, done. And it was a rare case. It was one time in my life, but I did that. That person, I ended up marrying anyway.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, but I know when I meet that person, and I what how we was. Long as you don't say something stupid to me,
yes,
or play yourself, you can go and get the draw. You can't get the whole situation, but yeah, I might go and give you a snack or something, let you know, come on back. I'm gonna make you go and hit
me.
Now you run around in the daylight with a flashlight looking for me.
I see you.
Peek-a-boo, boo-boo. But, yeah, but the 7 day rule, I think that shit is like childish ass games for real.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you want to play a game, don't get mad if they pull out a game you ain't even aware of. While you playing the game, they might be playing on you too.
Yeah.
I don't play no games like no 7 day rule. And as far as being celibate, sometimes we need to park our kitties sometimes. Sometimes they just let them bears need to go in hibernation. You got to let that kitty to go ahead and marinate. She need to shed and go ahead and be humble and then grow back her thick fur and come on back. And get your pepper down. But sometimes she needs to park because them deuces. You need to go sometimes you wear them deuces out, it's the same old thing. You gotta learn how to flip it. You gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta cross your legs. Make it build up. Anticipation. Sometimes make them wait, make them work for it. If we so have to go on and give it away all the time, why buy the cow and get the milk free?
Oh, my grandmama said it to me almost every day. She says that. Now I really understand what it means to hear somebody else say it. Why do he got to be your husband or be your man if you sitting the drawers out and playing white and you ain't even his woman? And if you are his woman, you still ain't his wife. He don't love you enough to give you his name. Wow. Next to you. Seven-day rule and tell it.
The question that is, I asked somebody tonight, is how do you feel about the 7-day rule as far as the having sex with somebody and not getting that call in a week? Have you done it? Has it been done to you? And how do you feel about saving yourself altogether for marriage?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask her.
She's next.
Oh, okay.
We gotta get her time to think. Like, we gave everybody time to think.
To me, it depends on what you want. Now I feel like I'm in a hot seat. If I'm feeling the dude.
Well, so you feel better about it. First, let's start with.
Okay.
How would you feel if it has it been done to you before?
Yes, plenty of times.
And how did you feel about it?
I didn't like it if I was feeling the dude. If I was feeling him, why is he not calling me? That's when I was young and dumb and full of cum. Why the hell is he not calling me?
Mm-hmm. So now, have you done it before to somebody?
I'm doing it now.
Are they giving a response to it?
I don't really know how to. No, but I'm still in the dude, too. So it's
He's
saying small talk. I'm saying small talk. Nobody's really, like, trying to. I don't know if we're trying to figure each other out or what, but I'm about to be 40, and I'm like, her. Maybe I should just call and say, you know what? I like you. I'm digging you. But actually, we kind of messed around too fast, I think. So, I mean, the damage is done already, but I think the dude likes me. I don't really know. And he probably likes, does she like me? We're not really having that conversation.
We got to bring it up, though.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Me and my fiance, our relationship didn't start out our relationship. We actually had a relationship where we literally had a routine. Like, I'm getting out of school.
Okay.
He coming over. We doing dudes. Sitting around. You know, I get my homework done while I'm at school.
Yeah.
And then it's like an everyday situation.
Okay.
But it was to the point where we were kind of confused for the first year and a half. Like, we were just calling each other best friends. But we didn't know what to call it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
We had to call each other best friends. We didn't know what to call it. And then it got to the point where, all right, we lost touch for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your girl, so I'm not about to be in this anymore. You talking to your people. I'm doing me. So we just split for a little bit. Then he seen me finally engaging with people that I actually like, because I didn't give people from that. You know, people just naturally come to me, and I'm ignoring everybody.
Right.
But when he seen me finally getting closer to somebody else, and I wasn't coming his way no more,
right?
Then he hurried up and snatched me up, because that's what I was waiting
that's
for.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. So after that, we just been together.
Huh. I think I might try that.
So you gotta just bring that conversation up, because sometimes both parties, they want to bring it up, but they don't want to do it.
Let me say this. I'm just going to keep it real. I like the dude, but I wouldn't care if the dude never called me. Does that make sense? If you don't call me tomorrow, I don't know if I'm even care. The reason why I'm saying this, because my children, my four boys, do not want me with nobody. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not with their father anymore. The thought of me being with another man, whether he's a side piece, a married man, it don't matter. My boy can't see me with anybody. So I got all these thoughts in my head. I'm really feeling the dude, but I've been by myself for a while.
What's wrong with this beat? Them kids gonna grow up.
Yeah.
And by the time they get grown,
I'll be by myself.
You're gonna be salt and pepper hair out here looking at the senior citizen home, at the post, looking for the, you know, the retired, going to all the retirement homes.
Right.
Find you something to do.
Right.
Except they ain't got no more fire.
Right.
You know, you still got, you want to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get them days back no more. Again,
no,
they're not coming back.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to live for you. The boys like to understand that when they get their day, they don't want you all up in their video, mama's mad you is, or they're going to keep their girl they love away from you.
That's what they say.
You know,
yeah.
And because they don't want you all in their video.
No, they don't.
My problem with me dating right now is I'm real old fashioned. Oh, and how you give it up.
That's a good thing.
And I know that's a problem now because women have not put any women on there as much. I feel like that's what. But it's that they give it up so fast now that if for you try to make a guy wait or put some field or something before that,
that won't work.
So
right.
It's probably going to be a while before I get out there.
That's
I'm
a good thing.
You're not going to get it.
You feel like you started with me. I mean, I'm keeping real. I made mistakes. I mean, I made a lot of them.
I think that's beginning. That's
good.
Really cool. And then 6 weeks from now, you're gone with somebody else and
right.
I get to somebody else.
Yeah.
8 to 3 months from now, you know, we separated. I don't get it. In 2 years, and I don't have 4 or 5 sex partners.
Oh, no, that's too
you
many.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Some
women do that.
Because you got to be careful. Diseases, pregnancy, unwanted pregnancy, diseases
right.
and stuff.
I don't even want to right.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's like, one minute I'm cool, the next minute I want to be with somebody. So I got to figure out. I got to really figure out what I want. And make it make sense. Just quit complaining about it. I got to figure it out. Because I want to be with somebody. I deserve that. Like I said, my boy's got girlfriends. Why I got to be by myself? No.
No. My kids was like that at first. But now they, like, encourage me to date and stuff. Like, they really want me to date. And they want me to have a nice guy and stuff. And they encourage me to date.
I think okay. Did they elaborate? But go ahead.
We're going to jump to the next person,
okay.
And we can come back to you just so we can get a little more opinion.
Okay.
He was saying, he started that again, basically, don't date the same type of guys and expect to be the same type of man as well. The same type of people over and over again. But I have an actual question for you this morning.
Yeah.
That is
something
that I'm working on with my life. Okay. It's just in life, period. Are you second-guessing yourself or psyching yourself out? And think about it before you answer. Just think for 2 or 3 seconds of any situation where, yeah, your kids, your boys might say, oh, my mom wants you to talk to him. But are you fighting for it or are you allowing it to be? So are you psyching yourself out?
Here's the thing.
I think I'm talking about people
out. Still making decisions for you.
I know, because we got to see, because she's got to see the kids.
They don't, but it makes it seem like they are because of what my statement is.
When we go through things, we don't realize that we psych ourselves out and find an excuse and not realizing that it's an excuse.
Yeah.
Are we fighting for it, or are we actually just settling for it and saying,
what did I say a few minutes ago? I never heard what you wanted to get. Because you don't know what you want.
You keep fighting yourself out.
Until you know what you want, don't do nothing.
Okay, I got the answer. I'm not going to talk myself out anymore. What I need to do is be by myself and focus on my kids. Because there's some things going on.
Focus on making you a better person.
Well,
on a date so when it gets time for you to say, you know what, I don't want to be by myself no more. I'm ready. You are ready. Because you want to be the person that you want your partner to be.
Yeah.
You don't want to be everything in your world. It's not be about you. It's about your spirit and your body and your soul.
There are guys out here and girls, because we know women are definitely strong. Y'all are very patient.
Yeah.
There are guys that are just as patient. Sometimes the key to all of our answers is just be communication.
Yeah.
You tell him, hey, this is what's going on. I'm kind of feeling like this. He
right.
Say, you know what? I'm going to still be here for you. I thought I'd step back a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm here for you.
Like, I like that.
You know, because he may actually ride or die with you to the end.
He's a younger dude, too. That's what I've never done when I'm doing that.
He's
younger than me.
He's hilarious that you ain't even, you know.
he's a lot younger than me. And I've never dated anyone yet, like real, real young. I'm not saying young like that, but he's younger than me.
You're not the guy. I'm going to kill all of this. Watch this. Do you see yourself with him in the next 5 years?
Possibly.
10. Possibly. 20. Possibly. The rest of your life.
Possibly.
All right.
Step back off of him.
We're going to let you ponder on that one. We're going to fly the camera right up.
I have to get
you
from
here.
Thank you, Lord. I'm coming out.
Well, our question for you, we're just going to ask you one. That's the easy question. This is Miss Keisha, how you doing?
I'm good.
As y'all see, our different diversities of our black wonderful queen. What is your opinion on saving yourself altogether for marriage?
I think it's a noble thing to do.
Noble.
I mean, because it's like, you know, the fact that you know, sometimes it'd be hard, especially, you know, if you find someone attractive and they've got everything, not just, you know, good look. They, you know, they have a career, they're, you know, good people, and that, you know, do they do charity or whatnot to people, and that, you know, they have their own kids, they're good to their kids, you know.
Okay, Keisha, I'm going to come over here and bug you. I mean, I'm sold enough chicken and fries. Woo, Sharonda, you'll see nice and toasty, baby.
We had our hot seat.
Yes. She was in the hot seat. It is warm, too. I'll keep up in the hot seat. But, like, so, the, back in the day, that was standard procedure. You know what I mean? I'm going to save myself for my husband. Although I didn't wait till I got married to the Virginia. I was playing out for that. Most of us did. Most of us did. But, you know, I think it's not a religious situation or reason why I'm holding myself. I want a sample of what I'm purchasing. I'm sorry. Judge me. Say what you please. But I don't want to buy a house without looking inside and see what the guts and the foundation and the plumbing and wiring and all that. I want to see what I'm buying. A marriage is supposed to be forever.
That's true.
And if I got to spend the rest of my life with you and you got some garbage,
I tricked myself.
I was, what the fuck, what happened? I know, I want a refund. And then there you go. I mean, but yeah, if you're like, what's the,
yes, there are people who will leave relationships over sex. They've done it, I mean, marriages, relationships, they've done everything for it.
But that's why it should be tested. It should be tested. Even if it's one.
Kissing him or?
No.
Further.
You gotta go a little bit further to get the good. It's any good.
Just count.
You know, the thing is everybody don't know how to have sex and all that other stuff. They don't know how to fuck. The burgers don't know how to fuck. But you can see open potential when you run into it. Tell me, ladies, you don't know. Even if he ain't well hung, if he know how to work, if he this, if he that, he got this, he got that. Then you gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna put him on. I'm gonna show him how to work that. I'm gonna show all he needs to. We done already made plans for him. We done got his hair together in our head. We gonna change his outfit. All we gotta do is gotta get his teeth together. I'm gonna put him on my dental plan at my job, bitch. I'm gonna get that whole grill together. He gonna be okay. My uncle gonna get him a job down at the car wash, and he gonna change tires and wash cars. You done put him all together by that one situation. But are you gonna invest it all into somebody who every day you come home and when the world end of the day, you had a long day, you just want a massage, lady, she's tired. You might have been in the warehouse, you might have been in the desk, I don't know what you was doing at your job, on your feet, whatever. You wanna get massaged and relaxed and lovey dovey and stuff, and you know you coming home to trash. You just sit out in the car. You're the only one going out. Because now sex became a chore instead of being pleasurable and bonding. And it's an obligation that you don't even want to be obligated to where you may not make it home to take care of your obligation. You might take care of your obligation before you make it home. So that's how come test the waters before you start swimming.
Yeah.
I want to know if the water's cold. I want to know how deep it is. If I can't do it, I ain't no do it.
That's why I feel like you just
got
to stand your ground from the beginning. Okay, look, this is our situation. This is how we going to do it. This is what I'm not going to allow, and this is what I'm not going to allow. A lot of people do not know how to do that. And I can't do it. A lot of people just don't know how to do that. I was doing a lot of stress when I was young, so when I finally got to that age where I wanted to do all that, I already knew what I was about to allow and what I wasn't going to allow. But everybody can go through the same situations as me. And some people went through them situations at work, and they think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now they act accordingly, like, I have to bust it open because I thought it was okay.
Well, you know what it means more so to me? It's like when I watch my timeline and I listen to the young girls talking and you listen to my daughters and them, everybody and their mamas is busting it open for real, nigga, fake, nigga, this, nigga, that, nigga, trick, nigga, dick, nigga, whatever. Nigga. They don't care. They just busting it open. She will fuck your man because she don't like you.
And
she will go for your man, your man being a man. So they say, don't go on and do things, have relations with your girl. And then just because your girl mad at you. You know, so all kind of little discrepancies go on. And everybody's giving it up. I promise. Bum dudes get booty. Broke dudes get booty. Drug addicts, alcoholics, crackhead, heroin addicts, watch the TV shows. They always walk around with a partner. Real life.
Gotten horny and desperate.
Yeah, so there's always somebody. If you don't do it, somebody will. And because the less and less population of men that we have to pick from, the more and more they busting it out. I mean, you look on the news, we dying every day. We going to jail. We bisexual or gay.
Oh.
We have a lot of different reasons why men are now not on the market for one reason or another. And the less men that are in rotation for the women, the more women are now fighting each other over anything. For scraps, they hit the floor. We used to sit at the table like late and act like late and let the man come after us. Now we up here on the full floor digging like crackheads for the scraps, hoping that some man will drop a bone on the floor so you can suck on the bone that he just dropped.
That's an experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's our desperation.
Yes. Yeah.
Thirst is beyond dehydration.
If you just focus on self, it ain't going always go that way. Focus on yourself. That's what I did.
And a lot of them were worried about being able to post something on social media, be able to say, I'm with him, or take a picture with him, or say, I'm his girl. None of it may mean nothing, and you and he got the other girl on block, so you can't see that another girl posting pictures over there, too. And then the other baby mama that he's still seeing, she posts the pictures too.
Because nowadays ain't nobody in a relationship. See, everybody's just friends. Everybody's friends. But y'all doing everything.
Say it again, ma'am.
There is no boyfriend in a relationship.
So again, what we say, why buy the cow? Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
And if you and him been having sex for a year, then you find out he had sex with somebody else, and why are you doing this with a friend?
You knew what it was. You knew what it was.
Caught those somebody who already told me up out the gate. This is what it is. And that's on me if I'm a kid too, because he told me.
You can stun if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And then they will start.
That's why I think I'm, like I said, my dating thing is good. Because I want to, you don't have to date me, you don't have to text me out, you don't have to treat me like a lady. That's the way it should be. If you don't have that, you can't.
Okay.
If you don't, you still get one another.
Go and bye. The thing is, you can set, it's called settling. So you have to pick and choose. And it depends on where you are oftentimes in your life, too. Sometimes you be like, you know what? I'm on my Fatiana. I'm on my whole shit.
Right.
I don't care who don't like it. Yes. I get hiccups when I'm horny. Yes, ma'am. Yes, hashtag hiccups when I'm horny.
I'm trying to do a role play.
Wow.
Did you finally get that person that
come out. Everybody's just doing everything.
But anybody in sex is so, love is what's so watered down, but sex is more so watered down.
Because
it was supposed to be
fun.
It was supposed to be pleasurable.
Ladies, and please, and men, know your shortcomings.
Know your flaw. Know thyself. Not just mentally, not just the picture you see in the mirror. Know yourself spiritually. Know yourself sexually, emotionally.
Right.
I'm going to say that one more again for those in the back row. Know thyself emotionally. And when you get ready to choose a partner, don't just worry about what the partner going to be. Choose that partner wisely. Go slow, bro. But also be the partner that you want your partner to be as well. Be choosy.
That's pretty deep.
So that you may be chosen. Ladies, stop chasing the dog. You're fucking it up for the rest of us. The dog gotta have a job. How? Who? A car?
The credit?
He need to just chase me first.
Right.
I need to get his attention, but I can't get old Kitty over there and her whole clicker cat, the feral cat crew over there. Come on with it and get back in game. Lady, get your big draws on.
Where you getting that?
Walmart Impacts, man. I'm just kidding, ladies. The ladies act like ladies. Man, on the dollar bin, they got a dollar bin, they got a dollar bin. But, no, seriously, ladies act like ladies. Men act like men. What you bring to the table, know your worth. Stand on it. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself making mistakes. Even myself. Sometimes when we give others advice, we need to take the advice that we give to others, take it ourselves as well. So as I tell you to know your worth, I'll know what practice on knowing my worth. Know what makes you special and make that shine. And if you are a confident person, then whether you have a partner or not, you'll be happy the rest of your life. The end. Done, done. And with that being said, we're going to wrap this story up because we got food going all over the place. And if I don't get some fries and me, it's going to be a serious situation. It is food everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for tuning in to the LLBT radio show, the Blog Talk Radio. What up? Come down to 42nd and Emerson. Emerson. Evanston. I'm sleepy, y'all. Pray for me. Don't judge me. 42nd and Evanston right here at the round table. As you can see, we have food all over the place. But they showing up with cheese fries, sandwiches. They have nice drinks. And you got to see the Red Room upstairs, the chill spot. If you so choose to rent this place out. They have a VIP upstairs, flat screens. They cater upstairs. They're about to have the porch that extends outside. You ain't seen nothing yet. What God got in store, what the man said, can't nobody take away. So come and help somebody. Help themselves. Come bless yourself as you bless others. And find you spot to chill. Please stay away from the Gucci underpants. This is a grown folk place. Right here is the Grown Folks Show. And I want to thank all the grown people that tuned in, both in-house and on Facebook and Blog Talk. Those who behind the camera, my cameraman, Samir, I'm here, Merlo, Keish, yeah, like you trying to hide, play shy.
I'm sleeping with her.
Oh, baby, and we are. And got to go to work in the morning.
I got to go to work. I was trying to call off.
Cool. And you do got to work right after this.
Right after this. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
One more stop, then I'm done.
To Coco. And y'all can catch her down.
You Coco.
Look, her mouth is full. You want me to say it for you? Her mouth is full.
You
got to
keep your feet. Keep safe and stay ready.
Okay.
You can catch me at Seven Hair and Body Company. That's located at 2840 North High School Road. That's 2840 North High School Road. You can contact me for services at 317-970-0570. One more time, 317-970-0570. That is my business line. You can text, call, email, hit me up on social media, underscore the dimple, Facebook, Courtney Carson, that's Courtney with two E's. Yeah, there we go.
All right, and in the back row, Sharonda, Sharonda.
Hey, I'm eating y'all be blessed. Know your worth, know yourself. So God first, everything else will come in place. Have a good one.
Amen, and amen. Personally, I'm honored to God who's head of my life, from whom I'll bless my mom and my dad, Gordon Sheila Meredith. God knows I miss you. I love you. I wish you was here, but I thank you for all the gifts and blessings that you've given to my sisters and brothers and myself so that we are able to take care of each other even after your death. I appreciate and love my parents to death, y'all. I am so in my feelings because I miss my mom and dad. But they are here in spirit, so I am blessed. I am blessed. To all those who tuned in, family members, biological and dysfunctional, I appreciate you individually and collectively. By the way, it's not too late to share the video after the show. It's still not too late. Keep hitting the link and letting people know about the LLVP radio show. I am your host, Miss J, the Diva, Best Believer. And we be out this thing. Good night. Be safe. See you next week. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I like when it's more people because I like it. I like it better.
Put a mute
to chat. He's turning on now. He's turning on that 10.
Yeah, I'm about to turn it up.
Yeah,
you
ain't turning it on.
I'm
hitting
the timer.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm
just kidding. Except that I'm for the show. You come in and just because you're ready, you got music for it.
Maybe some cooler old school shit. I'll be all right. Yeah. Go ahead and lay this down.
Yeah.
She didn't
do the back of that. You don't pay for my prize.
Nick
Bryant, nice today.
Oh, my God.
Boy, like, I was about to chew my fingers off.
I was over here, so I was like, okay, I can't take it no more. I'm going to get off the camera. We're going to rotate some chairs or something because that food was popping over there.
This food is good.
I got barbecue heaven in the car.
See, that ain't fair. Barbecue heaven.
Yeah, and I didn't want to order my food. I'm talking about bless me. No, I'm talking about MLK. Not cross town. I can't go down no people.
I'm about to say, you calling. I'm tired.
Go to bed. I've
been gone to all these, too. I think this is only $3, though.
$3.
You just see my heart drop. Y'all missed
that.
Amen.
You think okay. I thought I was going to my parents.
You know what, you tell everybody your information, but I got one. How to get in there. And you ain't even a problem.
Okay, you want to touch it? Okay.